I would have.
I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Let's see by a show of hands. How many of you have ever gone through a hard time? You know, a hard time in life knows exactly what the psalmist is describing in Psalm 40. Some especially difficult times do feel like being dropped in a dirty, desolate pit with steep sides and no perspective of a horizon, or standing in mud, or let's say a bog, trapped up to your knees with no firm footing possible and slowly sinking. And you know that the more you struggle, the more stuck you become. Well, we may not call it a pit or a bog like the psalmist in Psalm 40. We give different names, names like depression, cancer, unemployment, death, a thousand different scary words that are scary precisely because they seem to overpower us, interrupt our predictable lives. The pit and the bog are horrible places in which one can find oneself. Even worse is knowing that most of the time a person is there not because of something he or she has done to deserve it, but simply because one is human. And as human beings, we face challenges and crises and even suffering. The psalmist begins by telling his experience of God's grace while crying in the pit. But then he recounts a marvelous happening. I waited patiently upon the Lord, and the Lord heard my cry. He drew me up from the desolate pit and out of the miry bog and set my feet on a rock, making my steps secure. What a great feeling, being yanked from the mud, pulled free by the very hand of God. And there are several truths for us this morning that tells us about our relationship with God, that God hears our cry, and we need to wait patiently upon the Lord. And then the third truth is what? That God will put a new song in our mouths, and it will be a song of praise to God. And as we sing, others will see and respect and put their trust in God's saving grace and trustworthiness. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Come on now, sing that great new song of praise to God. And as you sing your testimony today, others will hear and see and wait upon God's saving grace and trustworthiness to come in their direction. Come on, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song.